Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Find out now. Here's Michael.
Well, good evening, everybody. 8 o'clock here on the East Coast, and you're listening to On the Couch. I'm your host, Michael Coach, for tonight. I'm thrilled to have Dana Kelson in the music spotlight tonight. My good friend Mike Cullop, the brother from another mother, turned me on to her a couple months ago, and I've been following this young woman's career. And I'm telling you, I think this interview will preface, because I think this is going to go really, really big. I haven't been wrong about Norah Jones. I haven't been wrong about Adele. And I'm going to predict that Miss Dana Kelson is going to do some big things in the music scene. Hailing from Atlanta, Georgia, this Georgia peach is not only talented but beautiful, a model, and working on some new music. Thrilled to have her on the show tonight. If you feel like joining us up in the chat, go up to your upper right-hand corner, click the blue button, log in with your Facebook account, and chat live with me in the chat room, and place questions in there for Dana, or show your love by calling in at 516-418-5594. Going to have to open with a little bit of music from Miss Dana just to go ahead and introduce you. So this is Dana Kelson with A Love That Will Last. When we get back, the woman behind the music will be here. Don't go away. You're on the couch. Janet Kelson, A Love That Will Last.
Everyone has questions about business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
We are back. Listening now, Dana Kelson joined Atlanta, Georgia. Dana, my love, my darling, my new obsession, if I may go ahead and do that. Welcome to the show, my love.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me, and thank you for that introduction. I wish people would introduce me like that all the time.
Well, hey, you know what? I can be wherever you are, honey. No problem. Let's start.
Perfect.
Let's start. Started singing at 2,
yes.
I read, and Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog is a very influential song of yours, correct?
Yes, it was. And my dad used to sing that around the house, and I was a great little imitator. And so I would start, you know, singing that around the house, and that's kind of how it all started, I guess.
Yeah.
In my diapers, singing Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog.
I would have paid money to see that. Were mom and dad in the industry, in the music industry, or?
No. And actually, I might have a video on that, so.
Oh, I killed
you know.
The
We'll see. We'll see if I can dig that up sometime. No, they weren't in the industry. My mom is actually tone deaf. But my dad is musical, and my dad's family's all musical. So I think I probably got it from that side.
Yeah. Do you play any instruments, Dana, or just sing?
I can play some pretty good piano chords.
Ah.
but that's about it.
Yeah. Musical theater. What age did you start that?
Doing that probably around 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And then I kind of rode that wave for a little while until my voice teacher, she heard something different in my voice, I guess, and she pulled out the song Someone to Watch Over Me, the jazz version, and she's like, here, try this. And so I started singing it, and ever since then I've, you know, headed down the jazz pop soul track. So I haven't looked back, so.
Yeah, jazz is pretty much your genre. You feel most comfortable in that?
Yeah, I'd say the new stuff that we're working on is in the, you know, pop soul kind of vein, but my background is definitely jazz, and you hear that in all of my stuff. I was singing Fever. I started singing Fever and Someone to Watch Over Me like that at bars when I was like 15.
Really?
Yeah,
Fever.
My poor
mom
singing
great
Fever
song.
As a 15-year-old.
In a bar.
In a bar.
In a bar.
Oh,
don't forget to tip your bartender. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your songs do capture emotions and experiences that everybody can understand, and you still manage to provide a fresh perspective. Who do you look to for inspiration vocally? Or musically, for that matter? Let's start with musically.
Let's see. Musically and vocally, I really love Adele and Sam Smith. I love how musically and vocally they're very, like, you feel it when they sing, you know, and you feel their experiences, and that's what people, I feel like that's what people really want to hear, because you can be an amazing singer, but if you're not really sharing something about yourself, or, you know, it's believable, then no one really wants to listen to it.
No, you have to hit the heart chord. You know, you have to actually stroke the people where you get the goosebumps. You get the little tear in the corner of the eye. That's what makes a true artist. And you certainly do. Let's talk about synchronized swimming. Dana, you're very tall for synchronized swimming. I just may have to point that out. How tall are you? You're like 5'10"?
I'm 5'10". Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 5'10". That's big for synchronized swimming.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the average height of a synchronized swimmer is, but I was 9 or 10 when I was really full into that, so I wasn't 5'10 at 9. years old. Well. But
well, that would have been an anomaly, that's for sure.
Who's that
tall girl in class? But you in school, were you ever bullied for your height or your lankiness? Because you know you're very lithe. I mean, I know you're a model and everything, but what age did you go ahead and shoot up?
You know, I'm trying to remember. I do remember in musical theater, I was taller than most of the boys when I was 9. But I wasn't really that, I wasn't like abnormally tall at 9. Right. I think I really got my height probably around 15, 16. Mm-hmm. And I started modeling when I was 16. So yeah, right. So I think probably I shot up around 15.
Have you lived in Atlanta your whole time?
Pretty much. I was actually born in San Francisco and then moved here when I was about 4 or 5. And then I've been a Georgia Peach
most of my life. Absolutely. Taking your calls tonight, yeah. Show your love for Dana at 516-418-5594. That's 516-418-5594. A self-proclaimed foodie you are, even being a model.
Yes.
You love foodie.
I am. I do. You know, I'm one of those, I'm definitely a model who eats. And there, it's a, you know, secret most people don't know, but most models do eat. Surprisingly, most of the professional models do eat, and we actually eat quite a bit, more than you would think.
Well, your metabolism will have to be heightened. I mean, are you a worker outer, or are you one of those people that just
yes.
doesn't work out? Oh, you are a work outer. Good.
No, I'm a worker outer. Yeah, I'm a. I do weights and all that kind of fun gym stuff, but I like it. I like it. It helps me get rid of stress.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, no.
Throw some weights around.
I just lost 77 pounds last year. And again,
congratulations. That's
thank
awesome.
You, honey. I appreciate that. And everybody says, how did you do it? And it's like, oh, it's that age old secret of eat less, move more. You know, it's one of those things.
A shocker.
No, a shocker. You know, no one's ever done it before. But working out, to me, also is a stress reliever. But you also, I find that I get my best ideas when I'm, say, running that fourth mile and stuff. That's where my brain
yes.
kind of clicks in. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I've written songs on runs before.
Yeah.
You know, little ideas here and there, and I'll just kind of record them while I'm jogging.
Yeah.
It's great. Multitasking.
That's exactly what it's meant to be. I went on your website today, which is danakelson.com. Go ahead and check it out there for show information. She's got a blog. There's a bio on there. And one of the things I found very hilarious was your favorite pickup line, which was, you look like a Brazilian volleyball player.
Yeah, some guy said that to me at the gym. You get
wow.
the best pickup lines at the gym.
Yeah. It must have been
yeah.
your tan.
I know. I was like, my face. I wish we had a video of my face when the guy
yeah.
said that. I was like, I don't know if you've ever seen a Brazilian before.
Well, clearly not.
Nothing.
Clearly not.
No.
Go on her YouTube channel too, youtube.com/Dana Kelson. You do some great covers of Justin Timberlake, which is one of my favorites. I tried to go ahead and download it for the show tonight, but my MP3 converter didn't work. But do you prefer doing covers versus your own music, or are you you're a definite singer songwriter?
I like doing covers. I like making them my own and changing them up. But I really like doing originals too. It's there's something special about really coming up with a song yourself and putting your real experiences in it. You know, sometimes you don't always. I'm pretty open in my songs. I don't really hide much from what really happened. But sometimes I code it a little bit just so it's
yeah,
not out
yeah,
there for everyone.
But you've got to be raw enough, again, to have the audience and the listener go ahead and buy what you're selling. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You can't fluff everything over, because God knows, I mean, in music today, and again, I say this with no judgment, I say this with love in my heart, I listen to what is making millions of dollars right now on the airwaves, and there is a part of me that does shake my head. I understand the music machine. I understand that there is a formula for pop music. I understand there's a formula for country music. I understand there's a formula for every music. But for the true artist, such as yourself, do you find frustration when you hear the top five, and then all of a sudden you're listening to the words and you're listening to the fact that everything is engineered, not one single instrument was harmed in the making of this tune? Does that ever frustrate you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely, especially when, you know, it's an art. It's an art form, I feel like, you know, writing songs. It really is. And there are some, you know, top radio songs that were created from a real place, you know, like, you know, a lot of Adele and Sam Smith, all that kind of thing. But then there are others that it kind of sounds like they maybe just wrote it in 5 minutes. And they maybe don't have a personal experience to back it up.
Well,
so
and
that's
everything,
a little frustrating.
And everything is sampled. You know, everything is samplitude, which just kind of, you know, it grates on my nerves because I am so blessed to have so many great friends in the music industry, which is largely why I never, ever, ever, ever download free music. I will always pay the 99 cents. I will always buy the hard
copy.
Thank
you.
No, because that's the way I roll. Yeah, because that's exactly what it is. These, you know, everything is free nowadays. And on iTunes, Dana's new song, Osara, is available on iTunes. Check that up for a download. But it's brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant, Dana. Osara is evocative of such a light, dark side that I found it just charming. So we're going to go to a little bit more music.
Thank
you. I see a caller, 410-713. You're up in the queue next. Dana Kelson with Osara. Don't go away. You're on the couch. Miguelson O'Sara.
I'm recording artist Shelly Rand, and you're on the couch with Michael Couch.
And we are back on the couch. Back on the couch with Dana Kelson. Dana O'Sara. Oh, my Lord. Now, was Sarah really such a pain in the ass that you had to go ahead and tell her to back off your boyfriend?
Well,
pardon my friend.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yes. She kind of was.
Yeah, so that was written actually from... Go ahead.
I wrote this song before he actually cheated on me because I suspected it. And for some reason, he never liked the song when I played it for him.
Funny story. Yeah, funny story.
Yeah, no, right? Weird.
Woman, I want to sit down and have a glass of wine with you because we are cut from the same cloth. Taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594, going to the 410-713. I have no idea who this is, but welcome. You're live on the couch with Michael Coach and Dana Kelson. Can I have your first name and where are you calling from, please?
You absolutely may, my friend. This is Mike Cullop. How are you, brother?
Mike Cullop, my
Hi,
brother
Mike.
From another mother.
Hey, Dana, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm wonderful, wonderful.
Happy anniversary to you and Kim.
Oh, well,
yes,
thank
happy
you.
Anniversary. I saw that.
Saw that.
Thank you guys so much.
You guys are the cutest couple ever.
They are.
Thank you so much. Hey, I did want to ask a question and make a comment. Actually, I'll make the comment first. First of all, I wanted to say, Dana, you're so talented.
Thank you.
Kim cannot stop listening to O'Sara.
Aww.
Well, don't cheat on Kim because she's going to go ahead and she can cut a girl, you know what I mean?
Kim and Dana will get together and write a song and oh my. And I did want to ask, I was just curious, Dana, if you could tour with anyone. I kind of joined the broadcast a little bit late. If you could tour with anyone that's out playing nationally today, who would that be?
Great question.
Oh, that's a good question. I would say probably female-wise, I would love to tour with Meghan Trainor. And male-wise, I would say probably Sam Smith or possibly Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Good answers.
Good,
probably.
Yeah, good answers.
Probably what I would,
yeah.
Probably what I would pick.
Mr. Mike, thank you so much for calling in. And seriously, you and Kimmy have to come down and hang by the pool before we close it.
We absolutely will. nice to chat with you guys. Dana, take care. Mike, I will talk to you very soon, my friend.
You got it, man. Happy anniversary
again
to you,
Kimmy.
Thank
you so much for calling.
That's a really good thing. What would be your dream recording? Let's say a song. Granted, you would want to go ahead and write your own, but one song that you have been tooling around in your head for years and years that you would just love to go ahead and blow it out of the water with your style.
Oh, you mean like a song I would like to cover?
Yeah.
You know, I'd say when I do shows, I do some different covers on my live shows. And one of my favorites is that we do a mashup of songs like Flo Rida's Low song, you know,
right.
The Apple Bottom Jeans,
yeah.
Song.
Yes.
And we mix it up with No Diggity and Thrift Shop and all that. And I love doing that live. That gets a really great response from the crowd because it's totally not what you would expect me to sing at all. And we have the little acoustic cover of it on the YouTube channel, but live when we do it with a full band, it's really groovy and it's got a cool feel to it. So I like doing covers that are completely unexpected, but we also do some that are a little bit more expected, like Black Horse in the Cherry Tree. I love that song.
Yeah.
That's
a great song.
We do that a lot of times at live shows.
I loved it when Catherine McPhee sang it on American Idol, mm-hmm. too. And plus, I was really, really shocked, too. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. It was all over the last couple of days. She was on Jimmy Fallon. Ariana Grande, I don't even know if there's an A, but her vocals I was impressed by, only because I don't really follow her. My bad. Sorry, Ariana. But her impersonation of Christina and Britney Spears and Celine Dion blew me out of the water. I mean, the vocal talent of that kid is amazing.
I know. I just saw that video the other day, and I was so impressed. I was like, wow. Yeah. All right, girl.
All right. Yeah. You have just gained my fanship, I guess. 827, if you want to call in at 516-418-5594. We are running out of time, my love, Dana, but tell everybody where we can find you. I know you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us your handles.
Yes, I'm Dana Kelson Music on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I'm on Snapchat, too, Dana Kelson. On Snapchat.
You do Snapchat? I do Snapchat.
You should do Periscope.
I know. Well, I'll friend you on there, but you should do Periscope too. I mean, I just figured out what the hell that was.
I actually just heard about that, but to be honest, I don't really know much about it. I'm a little behind on that one.
I'm just learning on that one. You can also find Dana on YouTube at youtube.com/ Dana Kelson. Check her out at Dana Kelson Music on Facebook and Twitter, as well as danakelson.com. Everything is up there. Where is your upcoming shows coming up? I see you're playing someplace coming up.
Yes, I'm playing at Smith's Old Bar in Atlanta, October 2nd, with the band. Full band, so that should be fun. We're opening for Russell Taylor.
Wow.
But other than that, we're hammering out these songs in the studio and trying to pick the best ones before we pull the whole EP together. So, and that should be out sometime early next year. So, we're excited.
Well, please, I'm just going to beg on my knees that whatever you have in the hopper, send my way. I'd love to put you in the queue. And Dana, I feel like, I don't know, is it just me? I feel some magic tonight. I feel like you and I are going to be friends for a long time. I'm feeling
the magic. There's fairy dust.
I feel the magic too, yes. But you have great talent, and always keep doing what you're doing, because you're one to watch. And I'm so, so proud that you came on my show, because I could be talking to the next, well, I am talking to the next big thing. Dana Kelson, thank you so much. You've been listening to On the Couch with Michael Couch. Dana, huge love and prayers.
Thank you.
And,
you're the best.
And, I'm a mirror. You're the best. You're the best woman. Anywho, have a great
so
night, Dana.
Love. So much
Thanks
love.
For joining us. And you're listening to On the Couch
thank
with Michael
for having
Couch.
Me.
You're welcome. Until next time, be kind to one another, everybody. It's a tough world out there. But you've been listening to On the Couch with Michael Couch and Dana Kelson. So, happy Friday, everybody. Good night, Dana.
Good night.
Good night, honey. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.